Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, of course, I had to take you back 1985, music from Alexander O'Neill, A Broken Heart Can Mend, of course, starting off the show right. Good evening to you. Yes, I'm doing some double duty. Of course, this is my show every Thursday night. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio. For those who don't know, I had filled in for Wardell while Wardell was out and about doing what he was doing. Of course, you have the afternoon drive, which is from 3 to 5 on Solar Records Radio, of course, Throwback Thursday. And, of course, you have me, yours truly, Throwback Thursday night. I do this every Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Stay tuned. We got music on the way. We got some Legacy on the way. We got some Ashford and Simpson on the way. And I might hook some Shalimar. Of course, this is about Solar Records Radio, so it's only fair to play someone from Solar Records. I know, right? But hey, I'm glad you guys are. And shout out to my baby sister, man. She, again, for those who don't know, earlier she called the show and just got her perspective about the vaccine, and of course her being a nurse and being kind of in ground zero, you know, in the medical field, in the trenches. And of course, she had the virus twice. So, and again, she is resilient, man. And I had to get her on because, you know, she's one of those heroes, of course, her. And believe it or not, as much as she trolled me, my wife is a hero of mine. So, but because she's in the medical field also. So for anyone that's out there listening to the show that's in the medical field and you guys are in the trenches during this pandemic, I salute you. So I just wanted to kind of highlight her and just highlight the profession in itself, because you guys are going through a hell of a lot right now. So, but anyway, you can catch us again to like the page. Go to Soul Art Records Radio. Check out the page. Like it on Facebook. Tell a friend to like it. Also, you can go to soulartrecordsradio.com, and you can go to wardellpottsjr.com if you want to get some cool merchandise or you want to donate to the show. Also, we have a Cash App, Soul Art Records Radio, just straight all one word, $ Soul Art Records Radio. So, but anyway, gonna start this show off, man. I gotta take you back to 1987, give you another solar artist. Of course, he goes by the name of Babyface. Of course, this is called I Love You, Babe. You guys keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
Love was too deep in my heart. 9 to 5, and I'm working on a career. Gonna take you away from here. Word up, I'm serious. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tough girl.
Tell me about it.
listening to Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night. Yours truly, Don Fleming, had to take you back to 1993. Yes, that was music from SWB. That was the Bam Jam Jeep mix of the remix of Week, of course. I had to hook that up. Before that, gave you an underground funk classic from 1982 from the group Legacy. The name of the song is called Word Up. And, of course, started off the block from 1987, Babyface, I Love You, Babe. You got to go back to the 90s for a second. Early 90s, the Jeep mix. Now, I guess the reason they put the word Jeep in, because at that time, Jeeps were real popular as far as in, especially in that rugged R&B, New Jack era. Jodeci, it was about Jeeps, and I think the Suzuki Samurais and Sidekicks of the late 80s, and you went back to the Jeeps and the Timberland boots and just a lot of this, that great fashion. A lot of people that, like, it's starting to come back full circle. I see kids and some of my former students would kind of dress like that. They would come in and look like Jodeci, you know, and I'm like, what? And they wouldn't even know who Jodeci is. but no, the 90s was like huge when it came to like remixes, because at the time in the early 90s, I know a lot of black radio stations, now they call it urban, but a lot of urban contemporary radio stations didn't play a lot of rap till, let's say, after 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So if they wanted to have a remix, usually that remix with a rapper on it or whatever would have to play at the, you know, the 6 to 10 show, whoever had like that 6 to 10 at night. And that's what you would have the remixes with a rap version, or a remix period without a rap version, you would have it played during the day. A lot of these stations, what they call the no rap workday. And, you know, they had that type of format. But the early 90s, a lot of that raw hip-hop influence, R&B, that may have had a rapper on it in the remix, always pretty much got played, you know, after a certain time of the day. So that was huge back then, you know, SWB's remix. Of course, you guys remember right here, there was two versions. They actually released that single in 92, their album version, and then of course the from the movie, I think Free Willy, they used the Human Nature remix, and it basically just blew them up. I mean, they just took them to the stratosphere once that movie and that, you know, that song came out. And because I remember when the song came out right here, I'm like, wait a minute. Well, the Human Nature remix came out, and I was like, wait a minute. I've heard this before. Is this a remix single? But the single came out last year. We're already like in 1993. But I guess, you know, of course, they released it for the movie. And, of course, that right here version pretty much went, I mean, in a category of its own and just blew up the way it did. So the early 90s, shout out to the early 90s like that, man. That's I miss that area. Don't want to go back, but I do miss it. So every now and then, I see my little nieces and nephews with the big Timberland boots and dressed up. I think in their school they may have like 90s day or something, and they're just so adorable. But anyway, I'm Don Fleming inside of your Throwback Thursday Night. I do this every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I want to go ahead and keep this music going, man. I'm going to give you a classic. Roller Skate Jam from 1982. Let's take you back, yes, to a simpler time. This is music from Fonda Rae. The name of the song is called Over Like a Fat Rat. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
My
92, Solar Records Radio, of course, from 1992. Nice little New Jack classic right there from Lorenzo. Name of the song is called Real Love. Before that, from 1978, music from Ashford and Simpson, It Seems to Hang On. And, of course, started off the block with a roller skating jam from lovely Miss Fonda Rae, Over Like a Fat Rat. And hopefully you guys get over like a fat rat, you know, with this weather, depending on where you are. You know, I know if you're still in the States, it's just been this heat wave throughout the whole country. So I hope you guys are over like a fat rat, finding some sanctuary, getting cool, getting in the shade. You know, I had to cut the grass the other day, and I'm telling you, my backyard is it's steep. And I would usually go across instead of just going straight up and down, like going up the hill, down the hill, up the hill. I would just go sideways. But if you even with a push mower, a motorized push mower, it is, I'm telling you, it is a calorie burner. So I'm sure you guys already know that. But I am, body still aching off that one. But anyway, got about another hour, 17 minutes away. Got plenty of time to jam with you again. Tell a friend. If they're on Facebook, make sure you check out the page, the Solar Records Radio page, and like it. Tell their friend to like it. Tell a friend's friend to like it and all that good stuff. Also, if you want to donate to the show, we're on Cash App. Go to $ Solar Records Radio, all one word. So, and also you can go to solarrecordsradio.com and my partner's namesake, WardellPotts.com, if you want to. And also get some cool merchandise, too, some good Solar Records Radio merchandise. So, anyway, let's go ahead and keep this this show going. I want to give you a nice song. I love this song, The Summer of 94. It was a beautiful song. I remember seeing this young lady on Sister Act 2. Along with Lauryn Hill. And I was like, okay, Lauren's got some lungs, but who is this other beautiful young sister? And of course, that young sister goes by the name of Tanya Blunt, had a beautiful song out in 94. She's from the DC area. The name of the song is called Through the Rain. You guys check it out. Solar Records Radio.
I'm not looking for a diamond ring. We'll be right back. question at. See yo smooth, bound to get wrecked. A magic touch to give the women a rush. And still, Johnny Hill is just too much. Stroke and poke, but don't choke, cause you got him. Him on the top and her on the bottom. Hold you tight and I'm never let you go. Then slow, cause the CEO's a pro. So ladies, if you're down to play, my boy Johnny's gonna rub you the right way.
Radio, of course, Johnny Gill, Rub You the Right Way, the remix, of course, 1990, again, the year, the decade of the remixes, of course, that was the, they had a version without CL Smooth rapping, of course, the rapper was CL Smooth for Pete Rock and CL Smooth, but they would play this version, they would play the version without the rap during the day, and then, of course, at night, probably around 6 p.m. or after the 5 p.m., guess the rush hour drive or whatever, they would probably play that in a mix. But I loved both versions, you know. That is a classic from 1990. Johnny Gill's album, of course, that My album. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it went like triple platinum, if I'm not mistaken. But, man, everybody from – I'm still amazed to me that arguably New Edition is the only group that have artists that branched off from that group and just became successful as far as platinum selling artists. Now, granted, you know, a lot of people, the album after didn't do too hot or whatever. You'd arguably say that, you know, Ralph Tresvant's album, I think the Who's the Mac album, and I think Hootie Mac for Velvet DeVoe and Provocative, and I think the Bobby album. Of course, what's so crazy, I think the Bobby album went double platinum, but everyone felt that that was a flop compared to Don't Be Cruel, because Don't Be Cruel sold over 12 million albums. So, and what's so crazy is a lot of people thought that Don't Be Cruel was his first album, solo album. Actually, it was King of Stage. And King of Stage, of course, had its Modest Hits, Girlfriend, and, of course, A Girl Next Door. Just amazing album, but he didn't blow up until he got with L.A. and Babyface. And, of course, June 88, if I remember this day vividly, New Edition's Heartbreak album and Bobby Brown's Don't Be Cruel album came out the same day. I remember going to the record store, begging my mother, rest in peace, begging my mother to buy those two tapes. Yes, I said tapes. I'm showing my age. But yes, 1988, it was she was going to wait. She's like, look, my birthday's in July. It was June. She said, well, can you wait till your birthday? And I'm like, oh, mom. You know how those kids, oh, mom, why can I have it now? No, actually, she got it for me on my birthday. Got me both those albums, and I was just floored. I loved both of them to this day. So shout out to that whole New Edition family. And as a matter of fact, they're getting back together. They hashed out their differences, got back together, and they're getting ready to do a tour and do start a Las Vegas residency in 2022. So looking forward to that, guys. So great. It's just amazing. You know, all of the BS and all of the, you know, the internal conflicts, they've managed to just say, look, we're going to do our thing, separate thing for a little while, but we're going to come back home when it needs be. So shout out to all of them, man, all the members of New Edition, period, and again, branching off doing the solo. Before that, played from 1988, music from The Boys, Down My Heart. Of course, that's the jam of jams right there. And of course, started off the block, young lady, of course, her name is Tanya Blunt, had a beautiful song in the summer of 1994 called Through the Rain. Every time I'm feeling some type of way, I always go back to that song because it was just a beautiful, a well-written song that you just sit down and you just listen to, and that's what I do. you know, it's just a lot of great music that's just beautifully worded. Not just, okay, it's got a beautiful beat, some of the lyrics, yes, okay, no. I sit down and listen to the lyrics, and Through the Rain was just an amazing, beautifully done throughout. Just the lyrics, the composition, all of that. It's just a beautiful combination. And again, I sit down and listen to it. And speaking of beautiful compositions and just listen to great lyrics, we're going to go ahead and keep this music going, man. But I'm going to take you back to 1983 from the Can't Slow Down album. Of course, this album blew him up. Of course, he was a member of the Commodores. He blew up then. But once he went solo, hey, it was no limit to this brother. This is music from Lionel Richie. The name of the song is called Love Will Find a Way. Just take a listen to the lyrics to this one. Keep it locked. Soul Out Records Radio.
Are you feeling down and lonely? Feeling like you can't go on? Just remember love. Tell me, are you going through changes? Time seems like it's passing by. Just believe that love will find a way. I see the tears you cry. I see the pain. Problems will come and they will leave you.
Nothing is guaranteed.
Jones, of course. Shirley Jones, of course, one third of the Jones Girls, of course. That was from her solo album from 1986, Always in the Mood. That is Do You Get Enough Love? And of course, before that, I had to go in Wardell's stash from Gibson Shalimar from 1981, Somewhere There's a Love. And of course, started off the block from the Can't Slow Down album from 1983, music from Lionel Richie, Love Will Find a Way. And of course, Wardell found his way to the show. What's up, Wardell? That was a good segue, man. Shout out to me for that. What's up, man?
You are funny. And you are good, too, man. So, anyway, I'm enjoying the show and somewhere. Thanks for playing the show, my stuff. You know, that's right down my alley, man. And I'm enjoying the show. You're doing a great job. I just wanted to say hi to everybody. No big deal. I'm enjoying, kicking back, doing. I'm doing my emails and all my stuff, and then just listening to you jam out, man. So thank you.
Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in and hanging out with a brother for a quick second. I know you got some things you need to go ahead and do, and plus enjoy the weekend, man. Enjoy the weekend. Now, do you have a show Saturday?
I think John Fleming's doing it. I'm not sure. I got to touch base with him. But, yeah. He liked it. He told me he enjoyed doing it so much. He said, that was fun. Oh, was that? No, I think that was the Wednesday show. That was the jazz show. He does the jazz show. But
oh, it's jazz. I love doing the jazz show.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll be on the road coming back. But, yes, there is a Saturday show, so. We'll see how what God has in store. But I love the Saturday show because it's just hitting it hard and stuff. And so it's just fun and, you know, I love it.
Well, hey, man, again, I appreciate you listening. You know what? We was, I try to play good music, period, on the show. Look, I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything like that, but there was a lot of great substance and a couple of songs that I really just played. That was a song that I played earlier by Tanya Blunt. I love playing that song, Through the Rain, and, of course, hearing Somewhere There's a Love. That's another song by Shalimar. And again, you can probably go through their whole portfolio, but Somewhere There's a Love, that is just beautifully written music. You just sit down and you just grasp and just touch every word, like figuratively touch every word and just analyze it. And it's a beautiful song nonetheless. But what is it about these songs from Solar Records that with all of this great substance, I mean, credit to all the writers, but man, can you talk a little bit about that, Ben? And I know I'm putting you on the spot, but just briefly, just the beauty of just writing music for Dick and Dick Griffey, and just, you know, able to just translate that into like just this beautiful song. I mean, the floor is yours.
Well, you know, it was really, you know, I mean, this is the thing. We weren't like really writing in my mind, in my own mind. I don't know about anyone else, but in my own mind, we weren't really writing for Dick Griffey per se. We were writing.
I stand corrected.
No, because I'm gonna get back to that. But what we were doing, we were writing and just trying to figure it out really for Leon Silvers, because he was the one that was approving the songs and saying if it was going to make, you know, if he wanted to use this song or this. And most of the time when Leon picked the song, Dick was cool with it. You know, he may have had a couple, you know, suggestions or something, you know, but for the most part, you know, trusted Leon. So we were, you know, in between, on the other side of Leon Silvers, and Leon was in the middle, and there was Dick. And so we were really writing for Leon's approval. And then this is the thing, when Dick said, you know, he liked it and gave us thumbs up on it, then we were happy. We were like, yes. So ultimately, it was about him being happy, but we were writing for Leon. So that's the reality of the situation. We were really writing to get it approved. You know, it needed to go past, you know, the sergeant before it got to the general. You know what I'm saying? So we needed to make sure that we did everything we did, you know, with the right, in the right order. And not too many people would go around Leon and go straight to Dick. You know, a couple here and there, but, you know, mainly artists or something, because maybe if Leon didn't like what they were doing, you know, they would play up to Dick and try to get Dick to say, well, you know, I like it once you go on and produce it yourself or have somebody else produce it, you know. But, you know, most people wanted Leon's touch on their stuff. But we also people started growing, and everybody started feeling, well, let me try. I think I can do it. Yeah, you're right. I think I can do it, you know. And they'll produce it themselves and stuff. And so, you know, sometimes, like, Leon threw us out there and made us swim. Dick Griffey did the same, too, with others. And so, you know, that was so the best part about it is that, you know, the leaders were trusting in the people that they brought into the situation.
Wow, that's amazing how all of that came together at the end of the day. You know, but I like what you said, the fact that you got to get it through the sergeant to get it to the general. Of course, I'm paraphrasing, but I get what you're saying.
Right.
Of course, it was all about getting Leon's approval. And again, man, you guys have, and if he didn't approve, you had to kind of go back to the starting board, huh?
So Leon was really he was really hard with some people, and some people he wasn't. And so I never experienced that hard side of Leon. Except for later on when we got older in life, you know, then we got old and stuff. But working with him as a young man, and, you know, him guiding me, he was very easy on me. and he was very good, you know, in terms of how he did what he did with me. And I really only can speak for myself, but you know, it was easy working with him. You know. It was my first experience working professionally, you know, in the studio. So that made it even better because my first time ever working with a professional, you know, producer and, you know, recording, you know, these records and stuff on a professional level. And so it's definitely something to be appreciative of.
Wow. Again, these are gems. I mean, these are free gems for all the local listeners out there, man. You better take notes of what he said. What Wardell just said is just there's a lot of knowledge there. And for all you upcoming singers and musicians and things like that, is listening to the show and enjoying the show and enjoy what I play, every now and then we got to get Wardell in there to lay some of that philosophified, you know. From his experience and very very validated and very credited experience going through just that whole solar atmosphere. It was amazing. Guys, we got about another 34 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing old school R&B funk. And so, and what else, what can you tell me that I know that the Whispers have worked with her dad, or at least, you know, rubbed elbows with her dad, but I want to play Layla Hathaway. I want to play some Layla Hathaway. What, from your experience, have you ever gotten a chance to work with her or work with her dad? Or, well, I guess when you got in the industry, I guess at the time, that's when he left this earth, but as far as the daughter, let me just ask that. Have you got a chance to kind of just run elbows or meet his daughter, Layla Hathaway?
Never. I wish.
Never.
I wish, but no, never. Never. I wish, but I never have. She's
an amazing talent.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
The crazy thing about you know, I got a chance to see her perform probably 5 or 6 times, and every time she comes, it's almost like it's a new show. You know, of course, you're like, oh, she's singing the same old music. No, it's not that. It's just every time she comes to Little Rock and she performs, it's like she's done this before. And yes, she's done it before, but it's like it's something new. But anyway, I'm gonna go back. Let's go back to the music, man. I wanted from her debut album, of course, this was a Jackie Graham a song 5 years earlier, but from her album from 1990, her debut album, this is called Heaven Knows. You guys keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
I'm not ashamed to tell you of I wanna know.
where I belong.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Alan Fleming. I had to take you back to the year 1991. Yes, that is music from the Rude Boys. Of course, rest in peace to Buddy Banks. We lost Buddy Banks. Of course, Buddy Banks was that falsetto brother in the group. We lost him back in December. So music's definitely going to live on. Rest in peace to Buddy Banks. Before that, from 1991, of course, same year, music from Glenn Jones, Here I Go Again, of course, started off the block from 1990, her debut album, Layla Hathaway, Heaven Knows. Of course, Heaven Knows, again, as I mentioned before, Heaven Knows was a Jackie Graham cover. Jackie Graham, if I'm not mistaken, a UK artist, had the song out, her version, Heaven Knows. It was out in 1985, of course, 5 years later, she did her thing. With her version of it. So we got about another 16 minutes left for the show. Again, we got a little time. We're over the hump. Actually, we're at the final stretch. There's no way I can say over the hump, but but you know what? Let's go ahead and just keep this music going, and then I will say my goodbyes in the next block. So let's go ahead and keep it going. Let's take it back. 1981. This is music from the Pointer Sisters. The name of the song is called He's So Shy. You guys keep it locked right here, Solar Records Radio.
Smiles and turns away. Bad the time.
from the Honey album from 1975, music from the Ohio Players. Of course, that is Let's Do It, Let's Love. And, of course, before that, I had to hook up some He's So Shy by the Pointer Sisters. I got about another 7 minutes left. It's going to wrap it up for me. But thank you so much for tuning in. Coming up next, actually, at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, of course, you got one more. You got one more Solo Records Radio. You got my man Goldie Mac, and the Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack is coming up tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure if you're still up, tune in and hang out. And he's got a lot of great, great hits. Mix of hip-hop and funk. So, but anyway, man, I want to thank Wardell for hanging out with me earlier. I know he is on the road. Actually, he's going to, if I'm not mistaken, Corpus Christi. I'm telling all his business. No, he's going out there to just enjoy family and just kind of recharge the batteries. Nothing wrong with that. But guys, again, I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. I'm going to close out, give you a classic. We had them on the show a few months back on the Saturday show. Of course, we had Heine and Leroy Wolfgram from the group The Jets. Heine was just Heine is crazy. Leroy is crazy. I love hearing their stories. Of course, a lot of those kids, man, and a lot of talented kids from The Jets, man. But anyway, gonna close out on a classic from 1988. Of course, you guys know this. Well, this is Heine on lead. The name of the song is called Rocket to You. I'm Don Fleming. I am out of here. And until tomorrow, celebrating the legacy of Solo, you guys have a safe and pleasant Thursday evening. Good night, guys.
can rock it all night. One thing I know I can do.